This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. In a couple of weeks, a new Vince Vaughn movie will open. It is called Delivery Man.
David Wozniak, you are the biological father of 533 children.
What?
These children are the result of a mix-up at the fertility clinic to which you donated in 1991. They are now suing to discover your identity.
What?
As your lawyer, I was thinking we could plead insanity.
I don't have mental problems.
I don't have mental problems!
When we're in court, I want you to say it exactly that way.
That is the trailer for the movie Delivery Man, which opens up on November 22nd, starring Vince Vaughn. Sounds like an outrageous situation. A guy who has people coming back to him and saying, you know what, you were just a sperm donor, but you're my daddy and I want something from you, whether it's companionship or money, etc. Sounds a little bit ridiculous. Well, ABC recently did a little bit of research and they found at least five men who had fathered more than 100 children this way. One guy they found had fathered nearly 200 this way. There are more than 300 sperm banks in America. They are raking in the dough. They are raking in over $300 million a year. Sperm donation births are big business in the United States. Even MTV is getting in on it with a show called Generation Cryo that will debut on Monday, November 25th. It's going to have 6 one-hour episodes following a 17-year-old girl named Bree who found out that she had come from a donated sperm. This because she has two moms who are lesbians. One of them got pregnant with donated sperm. She wanted to find out who her father was, so she went and did some research, found out she is one of 15 children from the same donor. The show is about her trying to track down the dad and meeting some of her half-brothers and sisters and them helping her along the way. Now, my next guest knows a little bit about this because she runs the Donor Sibling Registry. Wendy Kramer, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I did not know that this was such a big industry in the United States. Are those numbers right?
Well, nobody knows how many donor-conceived children are actually out there because there is no record-keeping. So, but the idea that this movie is fiction, you know, because a guy has hundreds of donor-conceived offspring, it's not fiction. The ABC numbers all came from our website. We're the only worldwide website where donor-conceived people can come and make mutual consent contact with their half-brothers and sisters and also with their donors. And I need to clarify one thing. When these kids are looking for their donors, it's an innate human desire to want to know where we come from. So these kids are not looking for a daddy. They're not looking for money. They're just looking to know where they come from. And we see that with Bree and many of her half-siblings in Generation Cryo.
I've never donated, but I thought that if you did go to a sperm bank and donate, that it was all anonymous. You make your little deposit and you leave, and then somebody else gets to make a baby with your stuff, but there's no connection afterwards. That's not the case.
That's how it used to be. But then as more and more people, as we became, our society has learned over the years that family secrets are toxic and harmful. So we've become, as a society, more open and more honest. And like in adoption, where we now know it's the best thing to do is to tell kids they're adopted. Now we know it's the best thing to tell donor-conceived kids that they're donor-conceived. So once they know, that's part A, is knowing you're donor-conceived, just like in adoption. Part B is, well, wait a minute, where do I come from? Where did I get my smile from, or my love for math, or my musical ability? So it's a natural desire for these kids to want to know, where's the other half of my DNA come from? And, you know, could I see a picture? Could I know this person? Could I develop a friendship with him? So levels of interest vary, but it's very, you know, we have more than 40,000 people on the Donor Sibling Registry.
Okay, what are the legal ramifications for the guy? Can somebody come back to him later on and say, hey, you owe me money? Or
absolutely not. And I'm telling you, we've been connecting people. We've connected more than 10,000 people. Never in 13 years has anyone asked a donor for money. It's just not what this is about.
But could they? But legally, could they, Wendy? Could they, Wendy?
No, they can't. They have no legal rights. A donor is not a legal father, so it's not even an issue.
So he can't also then go back and say, oh, my kid is rich. I want my kid to owe me something.
This has nothing to do with money. There's legal protections. They are not a legal father in any way. So money isn't even a part of this from either direction. This is about people wanting to know where they come from.
And doesn't it also have to do with health?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have large clusters of half-sibling groups that are dealing with the same medical conditions. So we know that most likely these conditions came from the donors. The problem is there's no comprehensive medical or genetic testing of donors. So some sperm banks test some donors for some diseases. And it's because there's no regulation, there's no oversight. It's big money business and nobody's watching.
Should they be? Should we have laws about this?
Absolutely. I just wrote a book that comes out on December 3rd called Finding Our Families. And my co-author and I go through step by step by step how this industry needs to clean itself up and become more ethical and more responsible.
When you get these people together, the donor dads, the donor children, do they make a connection most often, or do some of the guys say, leave me out of this?
You know, I have to say, for the most part, donors are very receptive. Now, sometimes they're just willing to email back and forth. Sometimes they're willing just to share medical information. My own son found his donor in 2005, and we've expanded our family. It's enriched both of our families. So my son got two grandparents out of the deal.
Huh.
He has a great friendship with his donor. So most of the time it's very, very positive. You know, occasionally a donor will say, you know what, thanks, but no thanks. I have a family, or my family doesn't know I donated. They want their privacy. But we believe, like in the show, the donor should have the right to make that choice.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of times they think, oh, I'm not allowed to contact donor kids, or I have no right to be curious. And what we want people to know is that a lot of times the donors are just as curious as the kids are.
What about the parents of the child, the ones who raised the kid? I would think that there would be some times where a dad, like if my daughter were from donor sperm, not mine, and she started asking questions about that, and we told her that, and she said, well, I want to meet my dad. I would say, okay, well, he's not your dad. I'm your dad, and I always will be your dad. I'm the one who raised you. I'm the one who spent all that time with you. I'm the one who taught you, etc. All he did was spend some time in a clinic with his right hand.
Then I would ask you to open your mind a little bit further. For you, it might be just a donated cell, a piece of genetic material that he gave. But for your daughter, you have to put yourself in your daughter's shoes. It's one half of her medical background, her genetic identity, her ancestry. So of course she's going to be curious. And of course you're always going to be her dad. You are her dad. But it doesn't mean that this person who gave half of the DNA for her is not important to her, that she doesn't have the right to be curious about him. In no way is he going to replace the dad. He's not the dad. But he does play an important part in who your daughter is.
Are there egg donor moms who are in the same situation?
Absolutely. We have thousands of egg donor moms and donor dads who are on our site who are saying, we're absolutely willing to make contact with the family and share medical information, maybe form friendships. You know, for a lot of people, this is not a negative thing. It's expanding family. You know, the more people to love your kids, the better.
Right.
And it can be very, very positive.
But I just want to verify one thing here, Wendy. Your site, DonorSiblingRegistry.com, completely voluntary. If a guy does donate sperm 10 years later, he doesn't have to tell anybody that he ever donated sperm.
Absolutely, absolutely. We don't want to out anybody. We don't want to invade anyone's privacy. But we did when my son was, younger, he was so curious. He said, what if I have half-brothers and sisters out there who want to know me? And what if my donor's curious about me? There's no way for us to connect. So we built a website so that people can make this mutual consent contact.
Maybe your son just wanted his own MTV show. Sorry, somebody beat him to it. Generation Cryo.
Actually, that's our show.
Yeah, I know. Generation Cryo will debut on November 25th, and you'll get to see that and see Wendy Kramer and her team from Donor Sibling Registry. Thanks for joining me here today.
Thank you so much.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Networks. America.